Hello, welcome, HMH Motivation. We're back at it again. One of my favorite times of the day is when it's time to do a podcast. It's time to reach out to our listeners and actually give you guys what you've been waiting for. Some sort of education, some sort of motivation, some sort of something that's going to inspire you to achieve more by the end of your listening. That's what this is about. These podcasts are about putting you in position, putting you in the mood, putting you in the mindset to want to be more by the time we're done talking. And although you're not responding back at the moment, I feel like you're right here with me, listening, communicating with me. So now, obviously, we're dealing with a very trying time with this whole pandemic, you know, this coronavirus. It's a lot happening. Obviously, I know I should address this sooner, but we can all talk about the downside to this coronavirus. We can all talk about why this has been horrible on our families, why this has been horrible for people in general. We've all know from at this point, I believe, know or have heard of someone who has lost someone near and dear to them, or almost lost someone near and dear to them. And it's nothing to play with. But with that being said, let's talk about the positives to in any situation. You want to find the beauty in it, right? But in this pandemic, I've noticed that there has been opportunities for people to change their lives forever. What do I mean by that? There's been financial crises that's been happening, obviously due to the stock market, people not being able to work, so they've been receiving benefit relief. But this is, by the end of this pandemic, I think people should not have any debt. All debt should be taken care of by the end of this pandemic, whether it's student loans, whether it's, you know, you should be refinancing your car, refinancing your home. You should have your debt at the all-time low by the end of this. And one of the main reasons I say that, and one of my biggest factors, is obviously the stock market. The stock market has hit some of the all-time lows for some of the most popular companies that are out there. Right? This is an opportunity for everyone to jump in, dive in, and buy affordable stock of some of the most popular companies that have the upside potential to reaching beyond what they were at before. Right? Once this thing is over, and if most of these companies survive this pandemic and survive not going bankrupt, then it has the opportunity to be able to get these companies back to where they were. Now, I noticed that a lot of people were online. It's a trend. It's popular right now. And I love the fact that it is. But it's popular right now to be an investor. It's popular right now to understand the stock market. And that's what we have been trying to get to. And a lot of trends I don't agree with that are out there. There are a lot of trends, a lot of challenges. But this whole stock market challenge is the way to go. Understanding the stocks, buying into some stocks, and being able to sit there and afford to pay your bills through the stock market, right? Triple your money, turning a 20 into 1,200. You know, within a couple weeks, it's been really well, because there's been a lot of dips, there's been a lot of pips and dips in the market. It's been a lot of ups and downs, and it's been an opportunity for people to be able to buy in the morning and be able to sell at night. And they made 10, 20 times their money. But not only is it good to understand, to get into the stock market, but understand when to pull out. All right. Stock market is not exactly the casino. You know, you don't want to chase your money. You want to buy in extremely low to where you're close to the all-time low, to where you have all the upside potential to receive 5 or 10 times your money. But you have to strategize. You have to have a plan in place. When you go into buying a stock, you want to make sure that you have your strategy. Hey, I just want to double my money, or I want to triple my money, and stick with that. And once you get that, pull out immediately. Don't try to wait for it to go up another $1,000 or another pip, etc. Pull that money out immediately. Go with your game plan. You have to be extremely disciplined. And for those who have been following that strategy, they have been winning tremendously. They have been winning more than ever. And that's what this is about. You know, That's what this is about. This is about people being able to stay disciplined. And the most disciplined person wins. As long as you follow the rules. All right? And a lot of people were asking, well, what are the rules, Howard? What are the rules to the market? Well, number one rule, never sell at a loss. Okay? What does that mean? You never sell at a loss. If you buy a stock and it's 50 cents and it drops to 40 cents and you're scared, and it's only been a day, you don't pull out. Understand what goes down. This is rule number two. Must come up. Okay? Never sell at a loss. And understand rule number two. What goes down must come up. It will come back. But don't get scared because it's a loss right now. It will bounce back. It just takes time. Especially if you're getting the companies that will survive this time. I know people are saying, how do you know what companies are going to survive this time? Well, obviously, you got to think of the main sources, the companies like the airlines, the car rentals, the hotels. They're going to survive, okay? Rely on the people that are here for longevity, the people that we wouldn't be able to survive with if they went out of business, all right? These are the companies that are going to stay in place. All right, just think about that, okay? Think about what people cannot go without. They will survive. We will not let them not survive, okay? The restaurants that people are sitting down at, okay? We love going out. That's America's favorite thing to do, is to go out and enjoy Red Lobster and these different food places, or I won't say Red Lobster, but other places. Enjoy. We have to do that. We have to understand what companies are going to survive these times and stick with them. So understand oil, gas, you know, lighting, energy, that whole specimen. Guys, these things are going to survive the market. But learning how to read that stock, 52 high, 52 week low, okay? Understand what that stock has done this last 3 months. Reading and understanding that. If the pandemic has played a role in the dip or the pip of the stock, then there's a huge possibility that that company is going to get back to its potential. And if it's at the all-time low, and the only reason that it has dipped is because of Corona, then there may, you know, there's nothing guaranteed, but there may be a huge possibility that that company could get back to its full potential, and you just bought it at an extreme discount. It's almost like buying that LeBron James jersey when he was in Cleveland, okay? When he was in Cleveland, and then he left. So you threw that jersey aside, but you didn't burn it. And then he came back, and you had the first jersey. So now you're popping. You're popular. Everybody love you because you got the original before he left jersey. And he came back and everybody else gave up on him and you didn't. So now you have the most original stock there, and obviously it's usually the cheapest, and versus when people come back and get it while it's hot, you know. Because if you get me while I'm hot, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. So anyway, that's how you read that stock. But paying attention to the last year, you want to see what it's done outside the market. You want to see why it hit, how many times has it hit its all-time high within that year, and why? Has it played a factor due to the 4th of July or holidays or something? Because if so, I want to make sure I buy that stock right before Halloween, because I know for a fact that this company benefits from Halloween and that whole thing, and those, you know, trick-or-treating benefits or whatnot. So reading the stock and understand it, but a lot of people are paying their bills due to the market, and that's the best part about it. So find out exactly what you want to invest in. If you follow me on social media, I give quite a few tips on how to really grow your money in the market, and I give a few tips on how to really take that money and grow it and take it to that next level. I'm going to be doing a seminar very soon, and I'm going to be doing it frequently, on how to grow your money in the market, okay? And this is going to be an opportunity for people to really, you know, decide they want to day trade. Obviously, you know, we have been making, and the people that, and when I say we, I mean the people that have been following me for a while, have been making extraordinary, a lot of money in the market. A whole lot. Having extraordinary success is what I was trying to say. And it's been great. So make sure you guys follow that. I think that we can do some great things. Hopefully you were inspired about the opportunity to really turn this whole thing into a win. And maybe we can keep in touch on how we can all win together. Reach out to me directly if so. And let's continue to win. But this was a quick segment on motivating. Hopefully, you know, you stay inspired with our conversations, but you also listen for new information that's coming out. My main thing with these is just to make sure that you're inspired, you're motivated, and you always have something to look forward to. And, you know, lastly, to know that I'm accessible. But take care, and we'll connect soon.